now. Sarah Klass, going to have a chat with her. As you know, around these parts, I'm inclined from time to time to kind of take a piece of music and go, do you know what, that's terrific, or this is terrific, or whatever. We just go with a sense of something. Well, Sarah Klass and the album Natural High came our way, and just blown away by it, quite frankly. You've just heard Natural High, which is Him for Life. Him for Life, Her for Life. Hello, Sarah Klass.
Hello there, Marty. How are you this morning?
I'm awfully well. Good morning to you and welcome, firstly. And where are we finding you? Where are you?
I'm in Bristol. And it's a beautiful autumnal day today.
Right. Is Bristol where you live? Because you're a London girl, aren't you?
Well, I was born in London, but I live in Bristol. I've been here for quite a long time now, and it's a great city.
Yeah,
recommend it.
So I've never been, but I believe it's fabulous. And are you getting ready now for the old lockdown?
Oh, it's so depressing.
Isn't it just?
Yes, I'm quickly going down to see my parents very quickly, and then I'm coming back, and that'll be it.
Lord.
I'll be sensible.
Well, I hope well, we're all going through the same thing all over the world. It doesn't matter where you are. With the exception, the Australians seem to have a great handle on it, but the rest of us...
They seem to have a good handle on it. Why can't we do that?
They even stopped letters getting through. Like, they went the whole hog, which is quite clever. Listen, okay. I have to say, but it must be... Well, I don't think they have now, but they did for a while. Parcel post. Listen, I have to say, for a girl in lockdown, you're looking incredibly sprightly on the cover of your Natural High CD, in fairness, running through the forest of trees.
I know how to levitate, Marty.
I get the impression that's something you do. So fair play. It's lovely. I have to say, we got the CD. We loved the CD. And we then made an album of the week. And the listener went balubas about it. They absolutely love it.
Aww.
And I mean, the thing
I'm
about...
I'm so happy they love it.
Oh, but it's so good. It's so, it's just, I don't know, it just took us away from ourselves in a way that we like to be taken away from time to time, which, of course, is what you do, because you've been writing music for yonks.
I have. I've been doing it since I was very little. My father got me on the piano, and then he just I don't know, he inspired me, taught me till I was nine, and I just kept going, and then didn't realise you could do it as a living. And then I think I just kept on nagging the BBC with my CD and saying, please listen to me, please listen to me.
That
and
worked out very well, didn't it, the nagging thing?
The nagging thing was key. You cannot give up.
No, but it worked a treat, because your music has been used in so many special programs over the years, and it's the old story. You do all that work, but you still want to be out front as well, don't you? And that's the other thing.
Well, I think it's two things, because I came to doing the singing and songwriting a bit later. I always wrote poetry and I always wrote songs. Yeah. But I think I just wanted to connect more. I did this Cantamus album with a beautiful choir, and they were very classically trained. And I think I really felt like I wanted to connect with the audience. And I'm a bit of a hermit, really. So I'm not, you know, I think, was it James Taylor just said that he was a writer who sang or something. Yes, he wasn't a singer or who wrote or something like this, or something like that. But I feel like that too. I feel like I'm slow burn on the old singing and songwriting. I'm loving it. I'm growing. I realise I love writing songs because they're these little encapsulated gifts, have a beginning, a middle, and end, and it can tell a story. So I'm loving that.
Well, it is, and it's really refreshing. It really is. Just really enjoying it. One of the pieces of music that we loved all of it, but there's a track on it called Green Man. But there's two versions of it. They've an extended version later on, but you've got the what you call the radio edit. And who is this Isaac Waddington chappie?
Isaac, I met through actually a family friend who he got to the finals of Britain's Got Talent, and he was, I think he was 13, and I thought, well, we'll do this together. I just thought the older girl and the younger guy, and he's got a great, great voice.
Well, he has.
And he just did. He won a Chorister of the Year and beautiful voice. So the two of us just blended it together, and we did three songs for the EP.
Well, it's just beautiful. Man. It really is. Anyway, look, this is it, lads. This is not the full version. This is the radio edit. This is the shorter version. If you want the long version, you have to buy the CD. Let there be no doubt about that. Green Man, this is it from Natural High, the album by Sarah Klass, who's with me. Have a listen. Beautiful piece of music. It truly is, Sarah. It really is gorgeous. And where do you get your thoughts? You've worked with so many people over the years. You worked with the great Sir George Martin.
I have. That was one of those cases where, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
And I was in the kitchen at home, and I just said, I really want to work with Sir George Martin. And
It came up.
Yeah. And I believe, I don't know what you believe, but once you sort of put something out there, and I don't know, it just happened, and I went up to meet him because an agent said, George is looking for some people to take over, or somebody to take over some of his work, because he was always always about to retire, but never did. And obviously, you know, sadly, he's not with us anymore. But then I spent ages with him. I went up to meet him. He had a wicked sense of humour. He was very, very humorous. And just a great sort of great amount of integrity about him. And we sat and had cake together. And they decided to manage me. So I was under the wing of George Martin Music for a long time.
That's how that happened. That's incredible. And then you got to work with his unfeasibly handsome son, Giles.
Have you met Giles?
Yes, we've interviewed Giles. And Giles, I met Sir George back in the day. But Giles is such a gentleman. He's a fabulous.
He is.
He's too good looking.
He's very funny, man. He's very good looking. Yes. I love you for saying that.
We all knew it. The minute we walked into the room, my producer practically fell over. She was just beside herself. And I just thought, well, I'm not bringing my wife in to meet Giles.
Back.
I'm not bringing the wife to meet Giles Martin. But he's a lovely guy.
Keep her out of the way.
Yeah, but he married a girl from Dublin, so he's got that on his side as well.
Ah, yes.
But yes, he did. But he's a great talent as well.
He's good to work with.
Yeah, by all accounts. So you've had all that. And then you went on, and there's somebody else I want to mention, and that's our own Emer Quinn. How did you become?
Well, all of that, I have to tell you, because you're mentioning George and Giles, Emer was the first person that was introduced to me at George Martin Music, and they thought that we would make a great coupling musically, and we ended up being really close friends. She's my best friend. So
yes.
We got on really well. We did some musical bits and pieces together, and we worked on Hibernia.
Yes, you had a piece on her album, and she with you.
Yes, exactly. So we would love to do a whole album together. This is the plan.
Sure.
At some point. So yes, and it's just we do work really well. I don't often work with other people, not because I don't want to, but just because it just hasn't happened that way.
Right.
And Emer and I just work beautifully together. We've both got a similar sense of melody and things.
That's lovely. And does she send you pictures of her out on Lake Geneva first thing in the morning on her gondola?
She does.
Thing? Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I know. She sends us these pictures, and it always seems to be gorgeous weather. And you're kind of going, oh, for heaven's sake.
I know.
But she's great. She's great.
I'm sure she just edits out the bad ones.
Oh, you're so right. It never occurred to me in my innocence. Anyway, you have a piece on the album, which is Bodies of Water, Sweet. Well, you've two of them. But anyway, she sings one of them, which is really nice. And we're very fond of her. And of course, as you say, you linked up with her on Hibernia.
Exactly. Yes, we started writing that. Well, I started writing that piece a while back. It was partly when I was writing the music for Africa, this BBC series that I did.
Yes.
And then Emer and I wanted to do a big epic piece, so she sat down and wrote the lyrics to it, and then we came up with this huge epic piece called Hibernia. And yeah, we love it. We really love it, and it's certainly a big, you know, a bond between us.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That piece and her whole album.
Yes, it's beautiful. That's right. Well, here it is. This is Bodies of Water, Sweet, and this is featuring our own Emer Quinn.
Thank you.
is Bodies of Water Suite with Emma Quinn, Sarah Class with me, and Natural High. Then, as if you haven't got all the great fellas in the world to work with, don't you only go and work with David Attenborough?
Yes, he's another iconic person.
Jeepers tonight.
Yeah. Well, he's been a leitmotif, really, because of all the natural history programmes and films that I've done. And I seem to be natural history girl. Yes. And I don't want to see another wildebeest in my life.
No.
But joking aside. Mm. But I love it because I love animals, I love nature, and the whole thing, you know, David Attenborough, of course, is an amazing man. A complete legend.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
Yes, I met him at the BBC.
And he is so loved, isn't he? He's so loved.
He's so loved. He really is loved. And, you know, I hope that he continues to go on because he's just such an amazing person and an amazing man. And I got to actually work with him on a video, a music video, called I Will Fight. Mm. And I asked him if he would do the introduction to it. And he's the patron of Wildland Trust, and Wildland Trust is a charity that I'm ambassador for and means a lot to me. Yeah. And they preserve land all over the world, and Sir David is the patron. So we managed to get him to record, and I had to go up to meet him at his house. And that was nerve-wracking because he was very, very busy, and he had a bad cold, and we sat down together, and I had all these bits of quotes that he had said actually. I had the cameraman, we had like 20 minutes and we did this thing, and he was in a slightly tense mood actually. And then at the end, I have to tell you the story, because I had a present for him, and I was worried about giving him the present because he was so busy and so and a little bit had to get on. And I gave him this book, which is all Great British Bird Song. You just press a button and it plays each different bird song. And I gave it to him, and his face completely changed. And I said, have you got this book? And you probably got it. And he went, no, I don't. And he just gave me this massive hug and enveloped me with love for that brief moment. And I was so nervous, I can tell you. I was really nervous before because of the tension in the air.
You should have said to him, that's lovely. Now, can we do the interview again without the tenseness, please? Seems like
exactly.
Giving you a present.
Do you know, Marty, that is so... That I wish I had the presence of mind to do because...
No. Don't risk it.
It was
Don't
brilliant.
It. Yeah.
But I have to tell you, the cameraman afterwards said that was a great present, because his biggest regret, he said on Radio 4 only 2 weeks earlier, was he didn't know his British bird song.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
Yes.
But nature, and you talk about nature, the miracle of life in the CD, it's very important to you, isn't it? You're very close to the earth, if I can put it that way.
Yes. I think it was growing up on the Isle of Wight. My father has, or they still run and have this nature reserve there. And it's just, I was just so lucky. And he was lucky, I suppose, to have bought this nature reserve when land was cheap. And it's woodland with a little bit of beach. And I just would spend all my days. I think it's in my heart. And I think everybody, I don't know about you, Marty, but I think nature gives us this sense of freedom, and particularly now while we're in this particular state, and we just have to look outside, look up at the sky, and know
that
freedom is ours. We're only a thought away, really.
Yeah.
So we just have to go there.
But it is that, and it's about getting out of where you are, and if you can, if there's a park nearby, and just taking it in and strolling or running or walking, whatever it is, getting yourself out there and saying to yourself, the world is a beautiful place, let's explore it if we can.
Yes,
you're so right.
You just have to make the most of it.
Yeah. So nature is that your folks have this beautiful plot of land, which sounds wonderful. We had a small garden, not the same thing, but still.
We used to go. I've got a garden,
but it
doesn't matter, does it? Because green space does. It's scientifically proven that will make you feel better.
It does, absolutely.
And de-stress you.
Well, now we have one more piece of music I want to play, and I'll tell you this piece hit me like a bolt out of the blue. It's The Journey of Joseph of Arimathea. Now, Where is that coming from? And tell me about Sean Pawdrick.
Oh, well, he's an amazing person. I was looking for a Dadook player. And
they're hard to find, you know.
They are very hard to find.
Yes.
I didn't know there was one really good guy over here, but I found this guy on the internet. He lives in Texas, and he is actually American, although he has an Armenian... I think it's Armenian roots, but he just...
Sean Podrick, I think he's fairly Irish as well, I suspect.
He must be Irish. He's got Heaven's Irish roots, sake. I'm pretty sure.
Keep your Armenians, he's Irish.
I know. Yeah. I think he's got Irish roots, definitely.
Right. Yeah,
and he agreed to play in it, and he's the most lovely, lovely man. And I just wanted this plaintive desert sort of sounding instrument.
Yeah.
It was all about, you know, the journey of Joseph to the Holy Well in Glastonbury, you know, many, many years ago, I think, he put his staff down and a hawthorn tree grew.
Oh, right. So well, it's a gorgeous instrument. I mean, the minute you hear it, it's a woodwind instrument. The minute you hear it, you go, and you're there. You're standing beside Joseph of Arimathea.
He's blessing you.
He's blessing you with his holy hawthorn.
Yes.
But it is a gorgeous piece of music. And that's, I think, another thing I quite like about the album is that you go from one style to another. So there's lots of different things. But what I found...
I'm going to keep people awake.
Yes, you do. But the other thing I like about it is we would play it at home and we just left it on, and it was very, very pleasant to have about the house as we listened. So it's a real success.
That's a true compliment.
Well, I mean
thank
it.
Thank you so much,
it's
Martin.
Absolutely gorgeous. Well, look, hopefully when you're allowed out, we'll come visit your beach in the Isle of Wight, and you can come visit.
Yes.
You can come visit us one of the days.
Well, me and Emo are going to take you out for tea. So
I'm available for tea.
You and your producer.
Well, absolutely. we shall take you up on that. That would be lovely. Are we going to Zurich or the Isle of Wight? Where are we going to go?
Where would you like to go?
No, I don't mind. When we're allowed out again, we'll come to an arrangement.
We'll come to arrangement, because it's only a hop over the water.
It's only a hop. Sarah, thank you. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on a gorgeous CD. And hopefully we'll meet you in person in time.
I hope so too. Thanks,
Take care.
Martin.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Now, here's that final piece I want to play. Bye. Journey of Joseph of Arimathea and the Holy Hawthorn with Sean Podrick. He's Irish, he must be. And Sarah Class, Natural High.